You that the Lord have blessed with riches store, slight not God's word, but think upon the poor. Bow down your ears, all pity to the plaints of them which now for want of succor faint. Let charity be dealt abroad with speed among such people as are in great need, whose hunger starved souls are like to perish through want of food their children for to cherish. The scriptures bid us daily to take heed and have a care the hungry for to feed, to clothe the naked in their deep distress, and to give harbor to the harborless. But rich men's hearts of late are grown so hard that poor folks once they never a jot regard, nor will they listen to the woeful cry of them that are through hunger like to die. Do not we see poor aged men complain for want of food their hunger to sustain, begging of bread of everyone they meet, till some have fallen down dead in open street? Do we not see poor widows in distress, who through bad times are now made husbandless? Their outward sorrows and heartbreaking moan is poured out and to the world made known. And do not many friendless children lie in fields and under stalls in misery, each night being ready to be starved with cold and hunger, which is worse a thousandfold? There are but few regards the prisoner's grief, and fewer that gives alms for their relief. Although 'tis known there can no means be wrought, they can have nothing but what's to them brought. Yet many men have knows that have too much, whose humors and whose qualities are such, rather than to help poor folk to broken meat, they'll cast it under feet for dogs to eat. Some servants also are so extreme proud, though by their masters daily are allowed some certain scraps to give unto the poor, they'll rather take and cast it out of door. By this we see God's word is disobeyed, conscience is dead and charity is decayed. Rich men that should the poor man's wants relieve will sooner from them take than to them give. This in all other sins on earth controls, when men are so regardless of their souls, they will not deal according to God's word, nor yet take counsel of the living Lord. Wherefore, dear Christians, you that are in health, having your limbs, your liberty and wealth, I do desire you all for Christ's sake some pity on poor people for to take. Christ came into the world to do us good and shed as many drops of precious blood, even for the poorest wretch that goes off ground, as for the richest man that can be found. Whilst in this world our Savior did remain, he never spent 1 hour's time in vain. He preached the gospel freely unto all that would give hearken to his call. The tidings of salvation sweet he taught, and many miracles to pass he brought. His bounty still he gave unto the poor, and did relieve the needy more and more. 5,000 poor folks on one day he fed, with 5 small fishes and 2 loaves of bread, whereby that whole the world might truly know, none but himself such miracles could do. The poor man that was born blind likewise, when once our Savior had but touched his eyes, immediately he did receive his sight, which wonder strange was done by Christ his might. He made the deaf to hear, the dumb to talk. He made the sick take up his bed and walk. He cured the lame and healed the leper's evils, and by his heavenly power he cast out devils. Poor Lazarus, when he had lain 4 days in grave, whom no man could from death preserve or save, our Savior did restore his life again. The Holy Gospel doth express it plain. This was our blessed Savior's charity, bestowed upon the poor continually. A sweet example he had left behind, that rich folks should have poor folks still in mind. And thus the word of God hath been decreed, how they that help poor people at their need shall